Woo! Hello, everyone. Welcome to another broadcast of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio, and as always, I am pumped up for another amazing episode, not only to give you awesome content and know-how and groovy things that you can take forward in your life, but for me as well. I gain so much from doing these shows. I have amazing guests that come on with so many tools, so many resources, and I get to benefit as well. So it's just a beautiful win-win. I love the synergy that's created. So not only for you, but for me as well. So we're going to get started in just a minute. And before we do, I just want to say Happy New Year to you all. It's 2015. We made it through 2014. And I know that there are a lot of sighs of relief out there. There are a lot of like, freshness. We are feeling alive again. We're feeling all the possibilities. So many doors are opening, and it's because you worked for it. You know, there were a lot of things that came in your path last year, and you had a choice. You could stay stuck where you were, or you could keep moving forward. And I know for a lot of us, staying stuck just wasn't an option. I mean, it was like the universe was saying, like, if you don't want to move, I will find a way to make you move, girl. Like, I will make some fire light under your butt so that you can keep going, because you really had to, so that you could place this energetic space that we're in now where you can really start to deepen your abundance and claim what is rightfully yours. It's time to start accepting. You don't always have to give so much. You can receive in turn as well. So for those of you that are listening for the first time, welcome. Again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. I am a city lifestyle coach and intuitive guide here in the city, helping people find city life balance. You know, a lot of times the city life or just in general, things aren't exactly looking the way that maybe they had thought in life. Their initial dreams aren't really the reality that they thought would pan out in the way that they are. And so I use coaching as well as my intuitive tools such as astrology, tarot, and meditation to really help people get grounded to where they are and move forward, move ahead. So the radio show, like I said, is a great way for me to bring in more resources, more tools, more technologies for you to really start jump-starting all the things that you're ready to dive into and move forward with your rockin' life. And, of course, I can't do it alone. I need my guests that I've been so fabulously talking about to help me out. So tonight we're having two special guests, which is really exciting. Not only are we doing this radio show together, but we're also doing three live events in New York City this month. It's kind of insane and kind of amazing at the same time. And the workshop that we're doing together is called Snag the Job of Your Dreams and Be Happy, Healthy, and Financially Savvy in the Process. And so I thought this would be a great opportunity to have myself and the two hosts that I'm doing this amazing event with come on, come together, and share a little bit about what we'll be talking about in the workshop, but also just in general, how you can snag the job of your dreams, how you can get more set with your finances, how you can be more holistically happy. And you need all those pieces to come together in order to really move ahead and move into a new space of new beginnings, new promises, and learning how to balance it all and have fun in the process. So joining me tonight on the show, we have Ashley Feinstein, who actually, I must say, has been on my show before. I want to say it was back in June I had her come on the show to talk about finances. So I'm really excited that we're teaming up yet again. And Ashley is a certified money coach based here in New York City. And she started her company, Knowing Your Worth, where she works in partnership with her clients to demystify the world of money, personal finance. Together, they build a self-sustaining business and a life by creating courageous actions, living at the source of financial freedom, and achieving their most coveted goals. She offers one-on-one coaching programs as well as her 30-day money cleanse. Ashley's writing has been featured on NBC News, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and LearnVest. And also joining me tonight is Jill Ozovec, who, if it wasn't for her, none of this would be possible. We met actually on, I hear the guests in the background, she's excited. We met on this Life Coach Radio Network. I had joined through our founder, Russ Terry, who I had found randomly on Twitter. Turned out that Jill and I both went to IPAC, which is the Institute of Professional Excellence in Coaching. We decided we were both pretty awesome, synced up, and started not only a peer relationship as coaches, but a friendship as well. And so from there, you know, we've been supporting each other with our events along the way, and she finally decided it was time that we all came together. So we are, and it's been really fierce. We're really excited for what's to come. So a little more about Jill. She's a certified coach, career coach here in the city as well, and is the founder of Jill Ozovec Career Coaching, where she works with her clients on finding the career they were born to do. She partners with millennial and mid-career women to help them step into a career that's aligned with their passion and one that also opens them up to limitless career growth. She offers one-on-one coaching programs, workshops around the metro area, and has other programs under development. Jill's writing has been featured in Forbes, The Daily Muse, Level League, and she's a regular career columnist at Give Me Astoria, where she supports her local community. So Jill, Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks
for
having us.
Of course, of course. I'm so excited to have you both on here together. And just to kind of, I think, honestly, for us, it's really a good way to kind of get all of our juices flowing for the next workshops we have upcoming ahead for this month. And the timing is just so beautiful with the new year, and everyone's really feeling the buzz of getting started and new goals and being motivated, right?
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
It's a good time. So, and did you guys both have a kick in New Year, I'm assuming?
Yeah. Stayed in my apartment, cooked, watched the ball drop. It was great. With good friends.
Oh. I love. Amazing. I mean, that's what it's all about, right? And I think as we, you know, as our desires change, as our needs change, it starts to shift around how we want to celebrate, too. You know, that
uh-huh.
kind of all evolves. It's an evolution, if you will. So it's a really cool thing.
Definitely.
So, awesome. And Ashley, you enjoyed as well?
Yeah, my New Year's was very similar to Jill's. Good people, good food, good wine.
Except
beautiful.
You had about 50 degrees on me. You were in Florida, so you had about, like, you know, 55 degrees on me.
She's like, I won't rub that in, but yes.
It's 85 here.
Oh my God. Well, okay, so before we get into the meat of the topic and how we can help other people, I'd love to hear from the both of you just a little bit about how you got into this niche, like how you got into this field. What makes you an expert in career? What makes you the know-how when it comes to money? We'll start with Ashley.
Awesome. Yeah, I love this question. So it happened for me pretty organically. I had a degree in finance, worked in finance for about 5 years, and knew nothing about my own finances. So I was always working on companies and learning about companies. And so I thought if all this finance experience, I didn't learn anything about my own finances, then probably others out there wanted to learn the same. So as I learned, I started writing about it and sharing it. And my goal was to demystify this world of money and personal finance that I feel can be pretty daunting and dense and so that's what I've been doing, and I got certified through IPEC as well in Jill's class, actually. That's how Jill and I met, and it kind of grew from there. I started working with people one-on-one, creating programs, and as I work with more and more people, I'm really learning what we need to transform our money lives.
Amazing. I love that word demystify, because it's true. There's all this, like, it's almost like we're so fascinated by money, and we're so, like, it's like an illusion in a way, but then it's it has so many different qualities to it. And so I love that word of just, like, let's get all of that out of there. Like, let's demystify the process and realize how it really works for you and start to understand it better, because that's, I think, a lot of the issues. We never really learned how to understand money. We never learned how to get in touch with it in a personal way to let it work with us, as opposed to it being this thing that's kind of outside of us. So I really love that.
Definitely.
Cool. And Jill?
It happened for me pretty organically as well in regards to you falling into the career niche. I worked for several years, 7 years in corporate, and, you know, did the whole rise through the ranks, you know, get promoted. And it was, It not only was it not the right environment for me from like a culture point of view, but I just never felt like my soul was fulfilled, or I was actually living my life on purpose and all that sort of thing we talk about in coaching. And I wasn't very happy at all. And I saw myself, like, you know, part of the workshop also comes from my relationship with other aspects of my life. The workshop we're talking about coming up in January. Like when I was unhappy, I was doing not cool things with my finances and my spirituality and mindfulness wasn't where I wanted to be. So I wanted to create a life that I loved, and I realized the same thing that Ashley said about with her finance realizations, that other people would want to do this as well, and that I have a purpose and a need to be sharing my expertise in the career realm, like, you know, working in difficult environments and understanding what you might want to do when you have no idea. Maybe you're not in the right place, the right industry, the right function for your, you know, what you want to be doing. So I realized that other people would want to be looking at this as well. And it's true. I talk to a lot of people that say that they really need help with this. This is a big issue. So similar, organic came up and went from there.
Yeah, you answered the call. You answered the call, and I love that. And I really like that you highlighted the fact that while you weren't happy in your career, it expanded then more to that. So because you weren't happy in your career, you were probably impulse spending. You were not focusing on, you know, your inner health, like you're working on your mental happiness. You weren't working on your body, all these different things. So I think that's really great that you brought that up, because it's true, and that's why we're doing this call tonight. That's why we're doing the workshop together, because it's to show that, like, you need all these pieces to kind of work together, and we need to figure out what it is that is really, like, the source of all this. What is really making you most unhappy, or what's out of sync? And if we can kind of sync that back up to start to flow into the other pieces of your life.
Exactly. Love it. Okay. So it's New Year's.
Everyone's sitting, listening right now, probably has something on their mind that they're ready to jumpstart. Most likely, if it's their career, maybe they're looking to make a complete career jump, or maybe they're feeling that it's time to start something on the side, which could be exciting and could be a way to maybe make some extra money. Or they're just looking at their bills and all the debt from the holiday, and they're like, I really don't want to carry this forth too much into the new year. I have a little bit of debt. How do I kind of undo it? So I'd love to kind of just get in the conversation of how people can start to get started with this idea of implementing new career goals, getting more on point with their money, or just even dreaming bigger when it comes to their ability to make more. So either of you can kind of jump in with what you're feeling with this.
I'll start, Jill. I guess one thing to jumpstart the career stuff and the money stuff and the mindfulness stuff, any of it. When I was really unhappy in my past career, like I was mentioning before, I didn't actually realize how many affordable classes and workshops and things. Like, I'm not just talking about the workshop we're talking about tonight. I'm talking about there's something for anyone, and especially if you live in New York City or a large city, but even in the suburbs, if you're listening from the suburbs, there are classes, there are things going on. I didn't even know that whole world existed, and it's affordable. And you're able to meet other people going through the same thing and maybe even from that start an accountability circle so that you're able to sort of troubleshoot. You have like-minded issues that you're grappling with, whether it's career, finances, relationships, whatever it might be. You get in an accountability circle or get an accountability buddy, and you sort of it helps prod you along because you have this group to sort of, quote-unquote, answer to. And you learn, you met them potentially from one of these many classes or workshops or, you know, events around your community.
That's an excellent idea. I really love that. And, you know, you're right. You don't really know until you get, like, to Google. And then you're like, oh, there's this, there's that. There's a whole world out there that we don't realize because we kind of stay in our little bubble. And we don't. You know, there's certain things we don't like about our bubble right now, which is okay. But in order to expand, we've got to search to see what is outside of the world that we know to start seeking what it is that we love. And you're absolutely right. About 5 years ago when I had kind of been in my transition where I wasn't happy, I was hitting rock bottom, I was quickly realizing that I had no clue what I wanted to do with my life. And so in the process, I was starting to sabotage not only myself, but my friendships and other things in the process. And so someone had mentioned meditation. And I Googled meditation, and I found a place. And I was in Philadelphia at the time, called the Shambhala Center. It's here in New York as well. And they are so incredibly affordable. You can find introduction to meditation courses. Again, there's just so much out there. And who knows what can come from there. Like you said, I love the idea of accountability, meeting new people, expanding your community.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, it's also, I'm sure Ashley will talk about this too, but it's investing in yourself. So even if you are outlaying money, like, oh, I can't afford a meditation introductory course, it's like, well, you're investing in yourself. This is something that you'll reap the rewards for years to come from just putting this financial investment and time investment and energy investment down, you know?
Definitely. I feel like someone quotes this, I'm not sure who, but they say, like, you can't afford not to make this investment in yourself, because you can't afford to keep feeling the way you're feeling. You can't afford to keep going into work and feeling miserable. You can't keep affording to undervalue yourself. You gotta give yourself more credit. Yeah, you gotta spoil yourself a little bit. Not so much on the cake, but maybe on, you know, something a little more wild than that. So, Ashley, what do you have to add in that factor?
I think, so it's so funny, because I really agree that when you look up events, even if they're online, if you're not in a city, you get to the point where you have to start narrowing down, because there's just so many great resources out there. And I think, especially with New Year's resolutions, something I see, we're all so excited. It's only day three of the new year. We're ready to go. And we can often, I think it's important to know the motivation for why you want to do something, just to hold you to it, to keep you going after it gets a little more difficult or the buzz of the new year wears off. And I think it's also important to practice forgiveness, because we're not just perfect at something when we first start it. And I've seen it a lot with money and with different financial habits. We take on big new group of habits that we want to take on, and at the first sign of weakness, we beat ourselves up, we completely backlash. So understanding, just like you learn how to walk, you have to fall a bunch, to say, okay, that didn't work, or if you try an event, let's say you try a certain kind of meditation and it really doesn't work for you, that doesn't mean it's a failure. That just means, okay, one off a list, let's try this other one, let's try this other thing. So to really view it as a learning, growing process versus you have to be perfect at this new goal.
It's so true. You must have been channeling me right now. Literally, I wrote myself a little note at the top. It was like, honor the Danielle that got you here. And it was because, you know, I was kind of getting a little hard on myself, so just like eating a little bit more around the holidays. And this morning I was kind of feeling like a little bit like, just gross from it all. Like, oh, like why did I, you know, did I really need to do that? You guys talk about the beating ourselves up. And I wrote a note, like, Danielle, like, this is not the true you. Like, honor who you are and honor that it's a process. And then, you know, again, so just like what you said, extend that forgiveness. And a big, I mean, it's so important to give yourself forgiveness along the way, because this is something that I've really been telling a lot of people about right now with the new year, and again, people coming to me excited about what's to come. First thing, the year is 12 months. It's not just the first 2 weeks of January. It is a whole, like, we are not saying happy January, right? We're saying happy new year. It's a whole 365 days. And so, of course, some of us, when we set goals, who knows what the fall will look like? Who knows where we'll be when we get to December 2015? But at the same time, like, it's good to have kind of more manageable goals for where we are now, and also cultivate the idea of patience. When we have to be patient, that's where the ego likes to sneak in. It likes to say, wait a minute, all you're doing here is just kind of in maintenance mode. Nothing new is happening. Nothing, you know, is going on. But that could just be the period where you're cultivating and where you're harvesting and you're growing. And you don't really know where things are going to take you, but you can be excited. You can be in that space of motivation, like Ashley said. And that's going to help keep you along without kind of sabotaging yourself or getting impatient in the process.
Yeah.
Cool. So back to kind of, though, it is the new year, and just kind of what I was saying about the idea of people not wanting to bring in debt into the new year, like what Jill has mentioned about this idea of reinvesting in yourself. What are, Ashley, I'd love to hear some kind of tips or tools that people can start to implement to really get a little bit more clear on their finances and kind of start to remove some of that stress that they feel around it, so they can feel more clear in the other areas they want to jumpstart.
Definitely. So when I've been thinking about this workshop that we're all doing together and making any type of switch in your life, even if it's outside of your career, I do think that money is a big excuse that we all use. And it keeps us in jobs we hate because the money's good and we feel stuck. And I think it could also keep you from going to important events like Jill was talking about, because, oh, I don't have the money to do that. I'm just going to stay home, or I'm going to do what I've always done. So I think the first most important step when it comes to your finances is just knowing where you stand. So taking inventory of what's actually happening right now, because we often have no idea. We spend out of habit. We spend because other people do that. And we actually, I think out of all the budgets I've made with people, they 95% don't actually spend what they think they spend. So I recommend keeping a money journal, checking out if you're coming in negative right now, what you're earning, what's going out. So just looking at where you stand now. And I think more people don't do that because it's scary. You don't want to see where you stand. But it's often, I've noticed that a big weight is taken off the shoulders once you do that, because we often think it's way worse than it is. So I'd say the first step to get clear on it is what's happening right now.
Got it. I really like that. So yeah, just breaking it down, getting honest with yourself. And this might be where working with someone like a coach or having someone that maybe can help hold you accountable that you really trust to maybe do this process together with them. Maybe it's less scary if you and a friend that like honestly sit down with each other and make your own money journals or just something that really gets you in a space. Because again, if we all are talking about the excitement of this new year, that we want to make change, it's so beautiful to be in that space, but we've got to do it. We've got to honor the process. We've got to actually do the work and put in the time, or else we'll be right back to where we started again, you know, entering 2016, being like, oh, like I didn't get to where I wanted to. And it's like, well, did you really let yourself?
And what's really cool is in the workshop, I really want, so basically you sit there and you think, what do I really want? And those are your goals. And that's what you need to be able to finance for the year so that you can achieve them. And I think it's interesting because that's what we want most, but often that's what gets pushed on the back burner. And the things that we don't even want as much are the ones that we spend the money on. So that's something that we're going to work on in these workshops, is figuring out how we're going to make those goals work so that you can achieve them with your finance situation as it stands.
Nice. So how do you actually make them, how do you make the things that you want an actual priority as opposed to just something that always seems to fall habit or habitat in the back of our mind?
Right. And that we actually created these goals ourselves. So it's almost ironic that we're the ones who are going against them because they're what we want.
Yeah. Jill, why do you think we do that? Why do you think we, let all of our, our goals, our passions kind of sit on the back burner?
Well, before I answer that, I just wanted to mention that I did Ashley's money cleanse, and what she said is actually, correct. I, demystifying it, the word she uses, is exactly what happened. I was like, oh, God, I want to know. And it was really, it was not the greatest realization of how much money I was spending, but it was like, it was so much better than I thought. It was like I think you just said weight off your shoulders, Ashley. Like, it really was. I was like, and I think I texted you the other day telling you that. So I was like, oh, this isn't so bad. So it really does work to put pen to paper or whatever you want to do, the money journal she recommended or whatever works for you in any aspect of your life, whether it's the mindfulness aspect, the wellness aspect, the finance aspect, the career aspect. You know, being conscious and getting clarity on what you want and understanding where you're at as a first step is huge. It really is, and it opens doors. So I agree. But to answer your question about, you said what makes people undermine their own goals and stuff, that was the question, yeah?
Yes.
I think you guys both touched on this as well, but I think it's what people expect of us. I think there's a lot of, I think Ashley said before with the finance thing, other people are going out and spending all this money on drinks or clothes or whatever it might be. So it's a habit, or it's what other people are doing, or it's what other people expect of us. So with a career change, for example, I've worked with a lot of people who have wanted to do a career change, and some have ultimately chosen not to do it and gone back to their old career that wasn't making them happy, because they specifically said, well, that's not what my whoever, family, spouse, community expects of me. So I'm not going to be able to do this. So I've seen it both ways. I've seen people push forward or people go back to where they were. And a lot of it is you know, getting over that hump of what people expect of you. So I think it's that, it's habit. I mean, especially with the career and the money stuff too. I mean, for me, when I was in that job I was talking about for the 7 years, I mean, I was just one foot in front of another. It was habit. It was just like, it's Monday, time to do the Monday thing. It's Tuesday, time to do the Tuesday thing. And then all of a sudden you realize 6 years goes by and you're like, oh, what? I've been doing that for 6 years. So I think it's a combination of both.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Expectations. This is where I get really heated up too, because you're right. You know, when we think of everyone right now, I just want you in your seat, think about something that you're really passionate about, that really just, oh, it fires you up. It lights you up. When you think about your dream life, about fulfilling your purpose, what is that thing? And I want you to take your hand and point to the area where that thing came from, that part of you. Ashley, Jill, where did you point to?
Like wherever your soul resides, I guess everywhere, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like a purpose light.
Yeah, it feels like, right, like deep in your heart center, like this place where, you know, that's where all your ideas, you know, reside. That's where all your thoughts, that's where your purpose is. When we come down into this world and we all have a purpose, we all have like a blueprint, so to speak, and it all comes from all of this. But then something happens where things shift and we get out there in the world, we start doing our thing, and we get stuck in our head. And our head isn't really where people point all the time when they think about who they are, which is interesting because it's where we think we are, but it's actually not really where we reside. And so what happens is, you know, all of our ideas, all of our passions get stuck in our head, and people start to feed those ideas in your head. They start to feed all the fears. They start to feed anything to let yourself sabotage, to let yourself be bullied by your ego. And so it just really, I want you to remember that when you have a great idea, when you're ready to transition, when you're ready to take on a new chapter, that the people and the friends and the community that support you, that love you, they're looking out for you and they're trying to protect you. But they don't understand that core source of you because they're not you. And so you have to remember that, those are all things that are outside of you, and try not to let them get to your head and try to just stay on track with what it is that you want to do. And like we were saying earlier in the call, find the communities of people that support what you're trying to do, that understand where you're headed next. Find those accountability partners so that you can better protect yourself against, you know, the expectations of others that starts to become our excuses.
Yeah. Yeah. And something
that
Jill said, that between what you and Jill said together, it's what Jill was saying, that you wake up and it's that Monday thing. And I think it's crazy, but it's so commonplace that it's almost accepted and almost like it should be. Like, I have friends who will say, oh, but work is supposed to suck. Like, you know, like that's just a fact of life. And I think that mindset mixed with our wanting to, basically an example, when I was going to quit my job, I kept thinking, oh, what would they think if I did this, if I went out and followed this dream? And my coach and I redefined my they, because if the they that you're worried about what they think are the ones who are waking up every Monday hating their job, then you're really never going to get where you want to go.
Exactly.
Right. You're letting them really be the ones to stop you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, and what you were saying, like one thing I would say too, that Danielle was just talking about the accountability people and the people that support your mission and your purpose and all that stuff that is truly, truly, truly important. The sort of side effect, I don't know if that's the right phrase, but the side effect of that can be, and I point this out to clients when they're going through this journey, that you may shed some older, like, people in your life, whether they're older friends or colleagues or whatever, that don't support it because you don't have room in your, you don't have room, whether it's energy room or actual time or whatever, to have, you know, those sort of naysayer type people in your life anymore. And sometimes that person's like, you know, with a couple of my clients, they were their family. So you're not like, bye mom, not going to talk to you anymore. But they redefine, they have like a different role in your life. So they either might kind of fade away or you might redefine their role in your life. And that's the sort of a side effect that some people don't realize can happen and usually does happen, and it's okay, you know, like, because they're going through and they're like, what, wait a minute, like, I'm not really friends with my best friend anymore. What's happening? And it's like, that is part of the process. And maybe that person comes back in your life when you're, you know, on the path, you're like really far along your path to work, going where you want to be, and they come back in your life in a different way, and it's all still well and good, but it's different. That's okay. I think it's important to point that out.
Yeah, definitely. You're right. And I think, too, another thing is, if you keep doing what you're doing, you might start to make a difference in other people. The people that were originally like, I don't think that's a good idea, I'm not sure if you should be doing that, and they start to see you go forward and make change. It may even motivate them to want to make change, too.
Yep, that's another side effect, definitely.
I love it.
I love these side effects. It sounds a lot better than the prescription drug commercial side effects.
And I guess thinking about it, that could be like a scary thing for making change, is the fear of losing those people who you know are not going to react the way that you want and hope.
Yeah, that definitely.
And that's where trust just has to really play a big part.
And honesty in terms of like your communication. I mean, I've done this with several friends as I've gone through my journey, and I've worked with clients to do this as well, like being honest and straightforward rather than sort of abstract, you know, about where you're at, actually goes a long way with, like, I had a friend that I thought we weren't going to be connected anymore because of our different paths, and we had a very honest, frank conversation about all of that, and we're closer now than ever. So you just, you know, keep that in mind, too. Just be honest with where you're at, be clear, you know, have good communication with these other people that we're talking about.
Yes, that's a really good point, too. I love that. Yeah. Be honest. Again, that's a little scary. It's a little, but we, you know, you do it, and it really can get you further ahead in a lot of different ways you don't even realize. So, okay, before we get into the next piece, I really want to talk a little bit more about taking the jump, moving into transitions, and how we can make that possible. I just want to take a quick little moment to mention our sponsors for the show, and that's Audible. For those of you that use Audible, it is an amazing program. You can get the app on your phone and listen to it when you're in your car. I love it for when I'm on the subway or walking around. And it's basically it's the leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including what you're listening to us through right now. And if you sign up with our unique URL, which is audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio, you'll get one free audiobook and a 1-month trial of the service. So I highly recommend it. When I found out they were going to be our sponsors, I was really happy because I was already using the product, and it's something that I like, because for those of us that have a busy schedule, for those of us that are always on the go, we don't always have time to just sit and read a book, or like, I can't walk and read a book, but I can walk and listen and get some good knowledge along the way. So I really love it. Again, it's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And if you're enjoying our show, I invite you to check out the other shows that we have here on the Life Coach Radio Network. We have this channel as well as our Life Coach Chat channel. And you can find out all the information at www.lifecoachradionetworks, that's plural, lifecoachradionetworks.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/lifecoachradionetwork, and you can find out all about any upcoming shows. You can get access to our archive of past shows to listen to, and we're also on iTunes as podcasts as well under Life Coach Radio Network. So again, just go to our site and check out the wealth of knowledge that we can find to help you. All right, so let's bring it back to the conversation I'm having with the amazing Jill and Ashley. We're really getting big into what it is that we want, what our expectations are, all these New Year's intentions that we have going on right now. There's a lot of good stuff that's happening behind them, but then there's a lot of fear. There's a lot of excuses. There are a lot of just stuckness because we're not sure how to move forward. We don't know how to move past the expectations, and that's okay, because when we're starting something new, of course there's going to be some fear. Of course there's going to be moments of not knowing what we're doing, right? Because it's new. In order to make a transition, in order to jump, you've got to try something that you haven't before. And even Ashley was saying earlier, you've got to be patient and stick with the motivation piece of it all, because you're going to be trying out things. You might try a new resume out and you can see that nobody is coming back with you on this. Okay, maybe that means you need to fine-tune it. You know, and just being okay with the process, being okay with trying new things, experimenting, being curious, as opposed to looking at it as like little failures along the way. Look at it as little triumphs to get you closer to where it is that you want to be. So, okay, so a lot of you are in a space now. I'm really feeling a lot of the callers, or the listeners rather, are ready to make that jump, right? You know, they're hearing the whole, like, we're already, you know, in the first week now of the new year. You know, it's Tuesday. Tomorrow's that Wednesday. And you're kind of like, oh, I'm back in this routine again? No. So you may be looking to get out of your job. But that's a lot. It's a big piece. It's a full-time job just to get another job. So I'd love to talk a little bit to Jill first about this idea of making the transition to a new job while you're still currently in your one now, because you do have to, which I want to bring in Ashley, make a living while looking for something else. And so I would just like to talk a little bit more about how we can balance that and not get overwhelmed mm-hmm. by finding a new job and managing not only your current job, but your family, your love life, whatever else may be.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for it.
There are so many things to talk about with this. It's like I need another hour, but I'll be brief. It's like one of my favorite topics to talk about because it's so tough to balance, you know, all the other aspects of your life. And like you said, it's a part-time to a full-time job to look for a job while you have a job. And mm-hmm. all the other aspects of your life could potentially take a backseat. And so how do you keep those top of mind? One unconventional approach that I talk to people about sometimes is, we're talking about focusing on finding a new job. Sometimes I suggest and see if the person is, you know, the client is potentially into this, not focusing on it. So we talk about like focus to get to where you want to be. And that is all well and good, and I'm all for that. But if you're feeling truly stuck and it's very difficult to even fathom leaving this job, I talk about focusing on something else. So, you know, something like I often say, like, take a small trip, go to a place in New York City or your town or wherever you live that you've never been before, experience a new museum, experience a new online class, experience something that has nothing to do with your career per se, because it opens yourself up to your passions. It gets you out of your comfort zone. You're not going through your normal routine. Like Danielle, you were saying, like, it's Wednesday of the first week of the new year already tomorrow. I'm getting in my routine again. Oh, no. So this gets you out of your comfort zone and thinking outside the box. So that, you know, thinking about something unconventionally can help get you unstuck and get you moving to find that job or find that other part of your life that you want to get to while you're currently in your old job, like we're talking about. I also, you know, more conventionally, I say to sometimes thinking about it as the whole package, like, oh, my God, I want to change careers and I'm an accountant and I don't want to do that anymore. And, oh, God, like, what's outside of accounting? I don't know. Create something that a lot of people talk about, the SMART goal. So think about a SMART goal to unstick yourself a little bit. Like, what's one small thing that you can do this week or today or what have you? And SMART is, you know, a specific, measurable, actionable, achievable, and time-oriented. So come up with a very specific, measurable, reasonable, time-achievable sort of goal that will get you to the next place. It doesn't have to be, that goal should not be, get new job. You know, that shouldn't be the SMART goal. It should be, I'm trying to think of an example for this fictional talent person, you know, go to an event in my town or go on online and Google around and see what sort of events are out there. Just Google and see what sort of like career-related events are out there and make a list. Maybe that's too much. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just tool around on the internet for 20 minutes and see what's out there. Whatever it is, make it something that you know you're going to actually stick to and achieve, and that'll get you to the next small step, and then you come up with another goal from there. So those are just one unconventional way and one more conventional way to think about making a move while you have all these other things going on in your life. So it doesn't drown you, and you're not ignoring your wellness, you're not ignoring your family, you're not ignoring your other obligations. You're making one small step for yourself.
Yeah,
I really like that. And also, I love what you said about just open yourself up into your passion. Like, yeah, like start having fun, start doing things that make you feel alive. And when you're in that space, that's when you start to see the other opportunities. That's when you start to make certain connections or meet people that you hadn't before, start to see things in a new way, and who knows what can come from that. And I also love, yeah, and also loving the SMART goal idea, just making it really small, measurable step. And when you do that, then you can say, okay, here's my one small SMART goal that I'm going to start. That means I just don't have to, you know, I can't watch my favorite show this week for a little bit. I'll DVR it. And when the time comes, I'll have a little marathon. But in the meantime, for the next few weeks, every week I'm going to dedicate an hour to my SMART goal. And that just means taking away a TV show, which then doesn't make it seem like a big deal. It makes it seem manageable and something worth trading in for.
Yeah, definitely. I like that example, too, because, yeah, I mean, there's not more hours in the day. You know, like coming up with a SMART goal is going to take some time, and executing on it will take some time, like you said. And so it's like, I'm going to dedicate an hour this week to it to start. That doesn't mean you have 25 hours suddenly, so something needs to sort of take a backseat. And when you think about it like a TV show, it's like, oh, that's, I have a DVR for that. Great, I can watch that later. You're not actually losing anything.
Exactly. You're just kind of reshifting.
Yep.
Cool.
I love the unconventional advice, Jill. That's amazing. And it kind of reminds me of, it's weird, but also with love. Like, if you're so focused on finding that partner and you miss out on so many people that you would have seen if you were happy and just focused on growing yourself and being your happiest, best self.
Yep. And it's one of my favorite pieces of advice, not just to, like, talk with people about, but for myself, like, I was developing some programs that are going to come out, you know, early in the next couple months, and I was, like, stuck thinking about them for my, you know, for my business. And I went on, like, a dumpling tour in Flushing. Like, just one day, I was like, I'm just going to go eat dumplings. Like, this will be fun. And I got back, and I had, like, a kind of, it's hard to explain, but I had, like, an expanded sort of prism through which to look. And I was, like, sat down and, you know, thought of great stuff that I'm excited to share with everyone coming up in February, you know. So it's, like, I got out of my own head, and I went and tried something new and, like, took myself on a little tour and came back, and it was great. And it didn't cost me very much, you know?
Yay. I love that. So, yeah, you don't have to be so hard on yourself in this whole process. You can actually have fun, and when you're feeling good, that's going to motivate you to sit down and do the work.
Yeah.
Cool. I love. Okay, so quickly, Ashley, I want to get into, and this is, again, I know another big piece, but Jill was able to really kind of crunch hers down quickly, which I love. This idea of transitioning, there's something that comes up where people start to wonder, okay, especially for a lot of our listeners are entrepreneurs, if they're ready to kind of take the jump and the leap forward, how do they know when it's the right time? How do they know when they're financially ready to kind of take that move so that they can focus more on finding a new career and maybe just leaving their current one altogether?
Yeah, that's a big question. It's funny because I believe that I would have never felt financially ready, no matter how many months savings I had. It's scary. You're leaving a steady stream of income, but you want to be as prepared as possible. But you also, there comes a point, especially for as an entrepreneur, that there's only so much you can be doing after and before work, and it's time for you to put all of your effort into your business and really grow it. But I do believe knowing your break-even point, so really sitting down and saying, okay, for my new business or for my life, what do I need to be making each month in order to survive? And then using some tools, looking at that, what can I cut out? What is really not valuable to me? And I think something that you mentioned, that it doesn't have to be so hard. And with Jill's example, when she went out and did an expensive dumpling tour, how much that opened her eyes, I think oftentimes cutting out things that aren't valuable to us that we're spending on routinely or every once in a while is actually a lot easier than we think. It doesn't have to be so restrictive and hard, especially if it's allowing you to live your dream and go work on your business or allowing you to switch. Because often when we switch into a job we're more passionate about or into a new field, we're going to take a pay cut. We're going to either for the short term or for a long term period of time. So I would say if that's something you really want, it will be worth any changes that you'll be making in your spending. And then I think as you're preparing to really start saving is, I think, one of the best ways to say, okay, based on the spending, I have 12 months until I need to raise more capital or until I need to get a part-time job or until I need to find investors, whatever it is, to have an idea of what you're spending each month, what you need to make in order to break even, and how long you're financially viable going forward.
Yeah, and to set a firm deadline, because kind of like you said, you know, there always can be, like you said, you're like, well, I'm never going to be financially ready, because you're right, because no matter what, you're always going to have that security blanket, that safety net, the job, even if you don't like it, you're like, well, maybe I'll just, you know, stay another month so I can save up another $500 or whatever, but you really have to get firm, because you're always going to make those excuses in your head, and it's like, it's, you know, what ways can you really set yourself up so you don't need to trick yourself into saying, okay, if I stay another month, I can get another 500. How can you start implementing that in now so you have that firm deadline to kind of move forward?
Right. And as a person, if you, it depends on your spending personality, but for me, losing money is not a feeling I ever want. So that's why it's so difficult to make the transition. But there is a way to set yourself up to be in a good position while there will never be 100% security blanket.
Yeah.
And I think, too, it also depends on, and Jill can speak to this, on the point in your career. There might be, maybe you're getting a promotion. This is what happened to me. I got a promotion and I couldn't accept it. And so that was a great time for me to transition out. Maybe your contract job is up and it's time for you to either get another one or you transition out. There's career points that make most sense for you to switch into your new job.
Oh, yeah. I like that too.
And there are times when it's not, you know, there are no actual, like, career point. You know, that's great when that does happen, but sometimes that doesn't happen, and that's the harder part to, like, recognize when it's time. Like Danielle was saying before, like, you have a steady stream of income, you have benefits, you have, you know, a routine that's like, even if you don't like it, it's still comfortable to some degree. So there are times where it's like the whole mindfulness piece that we talk about and you know, the meditation and thinking, getting clarity on it, kind of getting out of your own head to realize when it's time, when you don't have like a cue almost, which can be tough.
Definitely. And I think too, something that I always thought about is like looking back on your life, yes, it's going to be a financial, you'll be spending money because you have to invest in the business to make it grow. But looking back, it's going to be so worth it, especially if it's something you're passionate about and understanding in the greater scheme of life how important this is to you.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And giving yourself credit for what you're going to be doing. And we forget, too, the investment that we've made in ourselves for a lot of us that are taking the jump to do something like being a coach, being an entrepreneur. Think about the investments you made to get yourself to be an expert in this field, to be the one with the resources. You're worth it. I mean, it's like Ashley's company, know your worth. And so you really have to set yourself up to give yourself enough credit for what it is that you're doing, what it is that you're passionate about, so that people really align themselves with you and want to work with you and are just as excited about what it is that you're doing.
Definitely.
Yeah, agree.
Love. Awesome. Okay, so we're already like wrapping up on the hour, which is amazing and crazy at the same time, because clearly, like Jill was saying, like we could just keep rolling with this like all day if we could, but we do have to wrap up. So before we do, Jill, I'd love for you to kind of just give a little bit more information about the upcoming workshops in New York and how people can get in touch with you and Ashley for you as well.
Okay. Yeah, the workshop. So there are three. One is actually already sold out, which we're very excited about.
Woohoo!
Isn't that great? There's one on January 22nd at Wix Lounge, and it's like what Danielle was saying before. It's called Snag the Career of Your Dreams While Being Happy, Healthy, and Financially Savvy at the Same Time. And that is just for, you know, like the kind of people we've been talking about this hour, looking for a new job, looking for a career change, wanting to balance the rest of their life alongside it, whether it's the health and wellness or the mindfulness or the finances. And January 30th, we have one at In Good Company down by Madison Square Park. It's more tailored toward entrepreneur women, so it'll be a slightly different approach and will be tailored toward that audience rather than sort of the general New York City workforce. In terms of getting in touch with me, my website is jillozebeck.com. My email is jill@jillozebeck.com, and you can get all my social media from there as well. Coming up in February, I'm very excited. So for those of any listeners out there that know me, and Ashley and Daniel know me quite well, I'm very passionate about culture and food and all that sort of thing. So I'm starting my career chat and two supper club in February, which will meet probably every other month for 2015. And we basically get together at a Manhattan or Queens or Brooklyn international type cuisine restaurant, learn a little bit about the food and focus on a career related issue. We'll have guest speakers once in a while. We'll do sessions on, you know, with tools and worksheets and things to get your career to the next level with whatever topic we're talking about, whether it's like salary negotiation or, you know, getting ways of getting a promotion, you know, getting noticed to get a promotion, all sorts of different topics. So I'm super excited to sort of get out of the, I love the workshop format, love it so much, but I'm excited to get out of the workshop format and get people like learning something new. Like I was talking about the dumpling tour, like learning something new about a cuisine or a culture while getting some work done on your career in the process, making it more visible, making it more out of the box thinking. And I have some other things coming up too, but that's the main one, and I will leave it at that. And thanks for having me, Danielle. It was really a fun hour.
Thanks, Jill. The Supper Club, I'm so excited about it. It's so authentic for you, and it's almost like getting to travel.
Eventually, my dream is to take these on the road to, like, Morocco and stuff, but for now, I'll go to a Moroccan restaurant. It'll be fun.
Amazing.
And thank you for highlighting the workshops. I'm involved in those too, and I'm very excited, and I'm so excited that the Level League workshop is sold out. And I hope that our other two will sell out as well. And something just on my personal business, I have a 30-day money cleanse that starts tonight. But because you missed the call tonight, you're welcome to sign up tomorrow. The call will be recorded, so you can listen to that one via recording and then join for the live calls the rest of the program. I'm also having another one in March if you want to join then. And the money cleanse, Jill mentioned it. Thank you so much. She was an amazing participant and had huge success on the program. And it's a 30-day program, like the name suggests, and we basically get to the bottom of your spending. So at the end, you'll have a budget, which is a foundation to a happy, financially blissful life. But really, it's just the beginning and sets the groundwork for really achieving your most coveted goals and getting that personal finance and money world completely demystified for you. And as Jill said, thank you so much, Danielle. This has been so much fun. I am even more excited for our workshops this month.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yeah. I feel like, this was a warm-up round, you know? The juices flow in, and it's going to be amazing. So thank you both for taking the time to come on my show and support me in this way and give our listeners all of your resourceful information that you do have. And I look forward to seeing you guys for our first one at Level League in just a little over a week, right? Like 8 days?
Yep.
Yeah, one week, literally. One week,
yeah.
Oh, so excited.
Me too.
So both, again, thank you so much. I so appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you guys in a week. So excited.
Yep. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And for anyone that, and again, my show, you know, that you're listening to now, if you're a new listener, welcome. I adore you. And my show is every first and third Tuesday of the month at 8 o'clock here on the Life Coach Radio Network. And again, get in touch with me. Right now is a really busy period. I do, like I said, I do astrology. I do tarot. So if you're looking to get your birth chart interpreted, we do a deep dive of really getting into all the nooks and crannies of your astrological blueprint. I'm also doing yearly tarot forecasts right now, where we pull a card for every month of the year, as well as a final power card to give you the theme of what the year ahead will be for you. So they're a lot of fun, and you can do them up through the end of January. You can book them with me. And then my next event, in addition to what I'm doing with the amazing Ashley and
Jill is on Thursday, this Thursday the 8th, called Meditation and Mystics. Traditionally, I do an event called Meditation and Margaritas, my way to show that you can have a social life and a spiritual one. This one's taking it a little bit further. The first hour is going to incorporate different meditations, kundalini, astrological influences, and then the second half is you get to be your own mystic. I'm going to have people bring, if you have your own oracle or tarot cards, or you're just interested in learning more about kind of what card reading is all about, you'll get a chance to learn how to clear your own deck, to start to understand your cards in a new way, do your own readings, and kind of practice on other people. So it's going to be kind of a little new age playtime, if you will. So it should be a lot of, it will be a lot of fun. And that's this Thursday evening in the city. Okay, so with that, we are going to close out the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited again for this upcoming year, everything that's in store for you. Remember to just stay true to your intention. Be patient. Understand that so much is cultivating not only from within you, but behind the scenes as well. And so just give it the love and the respect that it needs for it all to unfold. And you'll be amazed by what grows from all of it. So good night. Thank you all again. And just remember to keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Thanks, everyone.